Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ron, I'm listening to that crosstalk and I'm like, Sean's crazy. He is seriously sitting on these airways going, oh, yeah, 9 hot dogs. I think the hot dogs would be easier than the beer. I'm like, 9?
I honest to God, I'm confident I could get it done by the 6th.
Not Ron, 9 hot dogs and 9 beers.
I don't know. You can keep saying it. It's not changing.
You got to do one. You got to do one an inning though. That time is necessary.
I can come out the gates with 3 hot dogs and a good 2 beers in the first inning.
Oh my God!
Hoagley is came in the
especially
game.
Especially them dollar dogs because it's dollar dog night tonight. Especially those. Oh, yeah.
Would you be uncomfortable in the ninth inning?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying I would do it and keep on moving like normal, but yeah. Yes. God, dog, I mean,
9 beers, I'd be blitzed.
9 beers, really?
Right now, I've not been drinking that much, yes.
Over the course of 9 innings?
If we went to a baseball game and I drank 9 beers, yes, I'd be drunk. I wouldn't stumble and stutter, but I would be.
Yeah, but you. But
I would
you
be
can
drunk.
Finish the
lightweight.
And then, but then you're eating the hot dogs, and that would offset some of it.
Maybe.
As well.
I ain't eating 9 hot dogs.
I'm not saying I want to do it. I'm just saying if you're saying, all right, we're going to do a challenge. You tell me I got nine innings. Man, I go up there and order. Hey, let me get two hot dogs. Let me bang this beer out. That's easily done by the first, unless we're some sort of a 5-pitch inning. Text line. That's why your back is stretching out now, Ron. Your mom. I'm just simply saying.
Fat back, mom.
I mean, I think it's a challenge. I
believe in you.
Listen. I watch a little Food Network. There are some of those challenges that I don't think I could attain. Like, hey, what was it? 45 minutes. Eat this big ass loaded burrito with everything in it, and you got to eat the rice and the beans, and you can't.
Your colon's not going to appreciate that.
But 9 innings, 9 hot dogs,
slight work.
9 beers,
easy.
I'm not saying it's light work. It's upper mid. Upper mid work.
I've seen you go after a glizzy. I believe in you.
Oh man, shoot, that dollar dog night, man. Shoot, boy, I had a hot dog down before I got to my seat. I ordered 2 hot dogs, Clint, at the register. One of them was gone by the time I got to my seat.
I can see banging out a couple hot dogs.
You think it's the combination?
I mean, it's the constant stuff in your face and drinking. I mean, the first few, I could probably get to 3 pretty easy. 3 beers, 3 hot dogs. But them next 6 are going to hurt, man.
I'm not going to say it just be easy. I bet Will can do it. Will Conkle, who's going to join us here in a bit.
The Conk.
Will could go in 9 innings, Will. You could do 9 hot dogs and 9 beers. In 9 innings. Absolutely.
I have faith in that.
Yeah.
I just don't feel like it's as easy as now y'all are making it up.
People are texting in. I'm not saying people are texting in, Ron, just trying to get a hot dog and beer free out of it. No, I don't want to do the challenge. I'm not going to do the challenge. I'm trying to go heads up.
That would be awesome if somebody with the Astros is sitting there going, "Hey guys, 4-16, y'all come on here. We'll feed and drink y'all all day long."
Ron's like, "I'm in."
I don't want to do it. I got a mission to get here. I'm trying to get back down here 295, but I'm just telling you, I could waltz my ass right in there and bang it out. Good luck to you, Sean. How many do you think Sean gets to? You think he gets to 7?
Man, he said the girl that did it on TikTok got to 7. And then quit. He said,
"Well, Sean, you done stepped off."
Somebody did make a great point of, don't they stop selling beer at the Astros games after the 7th inning?
Not anymore.
They go all the way through, huh?
No, found that out last game.
Jim said, "We ain't gonna stop making that money.
Too much money to be made in the 8th and 9th inning, huh?" Yeah, hell, I don't blame you, man. Make that money, Jim.
Ain't gonna do that now. All right, here we go. Day one, mandatory mini camp, and we talked about it when we left yesterday. What's going to be the big story, the big thing that we're going to be looking at, that everybody's going to be looking at? Clint, you made a great comment about it yesterday. This isn't just a local thing. This is a national thing. It was one of the top things that ESPN's NFL Live talked about, was C.J. Stroud throwing the football. And, Clint, what we saw today was he was throwing the football. We found out he was speaking after practice, so that was probably a good sign that he may throw the football, because that would have been an interesting...
Nick would have let that happen if he wasn't
throwing the football. But he was throwing the football, and Clint, to me, he looked normal. I don't know about how you viewed him. We saw him. He did everything, warm-ups, threw the running backs, you know, all of their individual drill stuff, and then he did all the team stuff. He looked like his normal self. He was a bit rusty. He even made the comment himself. But he looked like his normal self to me, and I think now the story is over.
Yeah, look, I think there's nothing to it. We move on right now. We saw CJ throw. I didn't think there was any limitations on his reps today. We saw him throwing corner routes where he was throwing the ball, I don't know, probably 25, 30 yards, you know, air travel. And then all of a sudden, there's a couple of times at the red zone where he was sitting down and really kind of ripping it in there on the chest of a tight end. And then we saw they start, I don't know if it was 7, I can't remember if it was 7-on-7 or team, but they start one of the drills with a go route to Higgins down the sideline, which was good to see. They started one with a Christian Kirk corner route again, where the ball air travel was probably 30 to 40 yards because it was a wide side of the field on a corner. And we even saw one play where Will Anderson, as a fan, I love Will Anderson, by the way. As a quarterback, I would have a little bit of a problem with him. I'd say it's time to settle it down. At one point, we saw Will Anderson and get his paw on push Fisher back into CJ Stroud and get his paw on CJ's shoulder and arm, which could be a bad situation if CJ was in the throw motion. So
yeah, he's got a real idiot.
Yeah, he's got, and no doubt about it. I mean, not only is it disruptive as hell, you can't get anything done when you can't practice in sweats if Will's on the field. Ultimately, you're just not, he's going to disrupt everything. So, but all joking aside, from a safety perspective with CJ Stroud, letting him get that close and get a hand on CJ Stroud along with CJ stretching the field with the ball, there were no limitations whatsoever. So not only did he throw today, but it appeared to be full go to a point where they got zero concerns about CJ Stroud. So that was good to see.
Yeah, story is over. I do want to address this a little bit because I'm seeing some, non-listening idiots text in.
Oh.
Like this one. "Where's the chicken little now? Squawk! The sky is falling. CJ has general soreness. Oh my God, just like creating drama where there is none."
God bless, brother.
If you have actually opened up your ears and listened, and if you're talking to us, if you're not, then this isn't for you. But if you've opened up your ears and listened to us, I know we have repeatedly, and I know I have repeatedly said, I don't think it is serious. I don't think they would have him out there even handing things off if it was serious. I said, if he doesn't throw today, now we're looking at 4 weeks, and there's a wonder, okay, what's the deal? Repeatedly said it wasn't serious. But the quarterback, the most important athlete in the fourth biggest city in the country, the number one athlete over anybody else, Altuve, anybody else, is CJ Stroud. He's not throwing the football. We're not just going to say, hey, CJ's not throwing. 2 days, 3 days, 2 weeks in a row, he's not throwing. All right? We didn't make a deal out of it. We didn't overdo it. We didn't, we reported what happened, and we both said it's not a big deal right now. We start going a month, now we got to look at a different thing. So open up your ears and listen for yourself and stop just making up stuff. Get on my damn nerves. Sky is falling. Nobody over here said the sky was damn falling. You just hear what the hell you want to hear.
Look, I don't. It doesn't matter. I'm thankful. I'm thankful that C.J. Stroud was back throwing today. But for C.J. Stroud,
B. Scott was kind of doing the most.
You know, yeah, that's fine. I greatly appreciate you listening. And here's the deal: C.J. Stroud not throwing for a 10-day stretch is a big ass deal. I don't care if it is June. That's the biggest news. I mean, hell, it was on national news. It hit the headlines on national news. It's a big deal. If he misses another 10 days, plus, I'm assuming it was 10 days. I think that was the stretch of days between practices that we witnessed where he wasn't throwing. It'll be a big deal again. So I'm glad he's back. For C.J. Stroud I want to remind the texter. D'Amico Ryans has been two or three times. We'll get the audio today if you didn't hear it. D'Amico Ryans has several times been on air talking about how important these reps are in attending and getting these reps. For a guy to miss those reps physically, it's a big-ass deal. If you don't think it is, hey, man, keep it moving. No big deal. But the reality of it is, for me, having been through some similar training, it's a big deal. Glad he's back though. Glad he's recovered. Glad whatever is gone by the wayside, and we can move on.
Yes, glad to see that he was throwing the football today and doing everything in practice. And it's good that thing is over for the Texans. But yes, he's not throwing. He's not participating in stuff we're going to talk about.
Well, the beautiful thing about CJ coming back too, and D'Amico talked about it. We may bring this audio to you a little later. But the beautiful thing about CJ coming back, y'all, is, the vibe on the field is totally different with CJ out there. Now it helps when you throw a dime to Christian Kirk, who nearly makes the catch, and then you throw a ball to start a drill to Higgins, and he goes up and makes a one-handed catch on a go ball. That kind of helps get the momentum rolling and get the energy flowing kind of thing. But there's no doubt about it. There is a different vibe in the huddle. There's a different pep in the step. There's a different expectation and standard at practice when Seven's in the huddle. And I think that was blatantly obvious today. And again, the production was there. Guys were making plays. Guys were making catches. But that's what you want from your face of your franchise is, you want to see a noticeable difference from when he's on the field and when he's not. No offense to Davis Mills. No offense to Keaton Slovis. But the truth of the matter is, when C.J. Stroud steps in that huddle, the vibe and around the whole practice field changes completely. And that's how practice gets taken to the next level with Seven out there. It was obvious today.
You mentioned Jalen Higgins. He had a day today.
Oh, did he?
For me, Tyler, listeners, Jalen Higgins, to me, was the standout of practice. Like, if you were to tell me who was the number one player that stood out to you in practice, it was Jalen Higgins. At some point, we'll let you hear what D'Amico had to say about him. But he gets a one-handed catch where he goes past Kamari Lassiter, helped out probably Stroud on a throw that CJ makes usually an easier catch, runs by him, and then he has a crosser that he takes to the house. And this wasn't just a, hey, we can't tackle because we missed the tackle. They just weren't going to get him. He has a real Mike Evans, like, stride and feel to him. I'm not saying, Clint and Tyler, that he's going to be Mike Evans. I'm just saying, like, when you watch him move, he looks like he's not moving as fast as he actually is. That stride, the long steps.
Yeah.
So he looked really, really good, especially compared to how he looked at OTAs where he just kind of seemed background-like.
Yeah.
This one was like, whoa, okay.
Yeah.
That's why they made him their first selection.
I thought the go route, the fade that he caught early on, it's all over social media right now, the fade that he caught showed it perfectly. I mean, you saw him, the body contact, using his body, keeping his body between the ball and the defender, and then which was Kamari Lassiter, by the way, and all of a sudden, boom, this go-go gadget arm sticks out there about 5 feet out in front of him and catches it. That's the length I've been talking about. And today was the Higgins day, no doubt. He jumped off the field.
Yep. All right, coming up is we got a special guest. Will Conkle, the type of guy that, well, you know, when you go out with him, at least for me at my stage, when you go out with a guy like Will Conkle, you know, all right, man, let's get the extras. let's get the extras. Will's going to bring over a crew. Now what can you do with the extras? That's the Will back now. Now Will, that's in his old days, not now. But Will's the guy, like, all right, come on, Will. Come on. Where's a healthy friend?
He got old grenade. He got an old grenade jumper in here.
Here we go. I'm ready to bring it. Well, I bet you Will and Clint together, that'd be a fun host.
It'll be some pretty grenades, huh?
To pick up those extras.
It's a lot of championship hair.
Pick up those extras. But Will Conkle, a guy from Fox 26, Texans Insider, also covers the Astros. He'll join us for the next couple of segments. He's going to have a lot of fun with Will. That's
going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Coming up next.
Happy 6-10 Day, H-Town. Celebrating another year as Houston's sports leader. Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in as we continue rolling here on The Drive. And with us, our guy, Will Conkle. You've known him. He's an insider. He's covered covered all Houston sports. We've got some people here from YouTube and Twitch. Frank Z, who's got the best Texas accent, Clint or Conk?
This sure as hell ain't me.
I'm about to say, and then he corrected himself, most Southern. I was going to say, I don't get, like Will's got a
I got an American accent. I've lived everywhere, man.
I didn't get that. I didn't quite get that from Will. I mean, I get it from Clint, but I didn't quite get that.
You said that with some a little bit of.
I just said it's hard. It's hard. It's hard not to.
You picked up on that, huh?
It's hard. It's hard. It's beautiful. I bet you throw a lady off, man. If you get him and like a Frenchman or something with their accents, like who's gonna win?
God, well, I don't know
which one.
Before my married days, it worked well in Paris. It worked well in Scotland and Amsterdam and. Yeah. Yeah,
he's had some. He's was, had, where are you?
Solid moves.
Is that your real voice? Oh my!
Hey, most of them guessed.
All right, Will. I know you were out there today checking out mandatory minicamp day one, and for me, it always intrigues me when I'm out there and I'm looking. All right, where? Who's not there? Who's not out there? Who's not out there? And you know, I was like, hey, Nick Chubb. We'll get to him in a second. He was out there first day. 5 o'clock fire. He still hadn't signed with the team yet. He was already out there. Saw a report here from Aaron Wilson. Joe Mixon and Damian Pierce were out again. Mixon was with a walking boot and now is out of a walking boot now. Sources say he's in an ankle brace. So that one is injury-wise that we understand tracking well. But there was no Pierce. There was no Harris. A couple of others we didn't see out there. Danico Autry was on the field. Braxton Berrios was on the field but didn't practice. But some guys we didn't see. What are you hearing on that? Because this is mandatory minicamp. This is different than OTAs, and there were several guys we just didn't see out there.
And that's it. Just didn't see them. So I talked to someone with the Texans. They said they have 100% attendance. Everybody's in the building. Everybody's in meetings. Everybody's doing what their schedule says they need to be doing, including Joe Mixon.
That old schedule, huh?
Yeah, you get it.
Their schedule. Random schedules.
He's on a schedule. He's on a schedule. It's the biggest cop out.
Like,
right?
Is it just supposed to be safe to assume if you're not out there, it's an injury? That's got to be the schedule thing.
Man, that's interesting. Unless it's like you just don't want to be out there.
Because I just, like, for me, I don't understand how Damian Pierce is not the first one on the practice field.
Well, we like were that, talk,
look, unless look, there's we, an injury.
And look, I'm 100% speculating here, but the way that you remember how they handled, what was that, 2023? You remember how when it came to be, it was more of a he had some off the field issues that he needed to handle, and it wasn't, hey, he's not a fit. Remember, everybody was like, it's not a fit for the system. It's this new system. He's not a fit. No, well, he just had some deals, some stuff he needed to handle off the field, and they led you to believe that it was more him personally, mentally, emotionally. And so with Damian Pierce, I wonder if there's, again, we're in that neighborhood, right? Because we don't know of any injuries. That's the scary part of it is I hope my man's all right. I hope this is not a, you know, some deal where he stepped away from the game or something like that, and they're protecting him.
Yeah, because
always, right?
Because the two guys to me that stick out, Will, is him and Christian Harris. And the Christian Harris thing is just very odd. I know D'Amico, while I was out, spoke a little bit about it, but from what I heard, it still wasn't, like, real clear. It was very vague. But those two guys really jump out when you look at it. It seems like they have brought in replacements for them in free agency and EJ Speed and now Nick Chubb. It is just, if they're not injured, that's a weird thing to see those guys out.
I'd be more concerned with Christian Harris because he's got a role in this defense. Like, he was, last time we saw him, he was good. You want him healthy. With all due respect to Damian, we're good now. So if you're healthy, great. And if you think you can provide something, cool, but probably not. He'll probably be elsewhere in the NFL. Like, it is what it is, man. Like, you want Christian Harris out there. Christian is good and will provide a service for you. So that would make me nervous.
Yeah, I want to get to the CJ Stroud throwing and some different things, but we'll save that for the next segment. But I want just your thoughts on the Nick Chubb while we're talking about the running back situation. Nick Chubb being here. The fact that he was at practice, Ron went and ran down the list there. Just your thoughts on Chubb and what he brings to the Texans.
With that number, like, let's go.
Yeah.
For sure, man. And who knows what numbers he puts up. Like, let's pump those brakes. Yeah. Fans, they see this. Oh, he's back. He's good. Like, all right, maybe. Hopefully. I'm thinking if he puts up 400 to 600 yards, it's a success. And then if it's anything past that, you rob the bank, and then you're going to have to pay him. If you want to keep him, he'll get a deal elsewhere. But for that type of money, $2.5 million, that's awesome. Yeah. And then it goes up to $5 million. And if it goes up to $5 million, great, because that means he produced.
Yeah.
So I love it. I love it because he's the backup. You're not relying on him to be your running back.
Yeah.
If he produces, that means he's doing it to spell Joe.
Yeah.
And you got to get Joe some more breathing, because damn, does that kid work.
I know that that was big. That was big for you. Is Joe Mixon needs to get some relief. That was a big thing for him late in the season.
You know, I mean, the thing is, there's no sense in having a Joe Mixon if you can't use them, as these as coaches always say in today's football, if you can't use these guys to their strengths. Like, if you can't use Joe, if Joe Mixon can't be on the field on third down and it's Dare Agunbowale, something's not right. If Joe Mixon is, you know, has to come back from injury on a bum ankle and try to make it work because you don't trust Damian Pierce, something's not right, right? And if you can't plan from in training camp moving forward of, hey, we want to have Joe Mixon in those two-minute situations in the fourth quarter. We want to have at least the option to have Joe Mixon on the field, you know, in week 10 and him be healthy, not be banged up, you know, to all kinds. This could potentially be the answer for that right there. That's what you hope for anyway, at the very least. To your point, Nick Chubb can a little bit of relief on Joe Mixon, and I think you got something.
And it's not this lightning thunder BS. It's thunder with some lightning. Like, those defenses, you want to talk about getting leaned on for 3.5 quarters, then in the fourth quarter you run the clock out and you seal the win. That's the type of offense that you have, because who knows what this offensive line is going to do. I think they're going to be a better run blocking team than they were last year. Like, Joe worked his tail off for every yard. That Green Bay game, I'm still exhausted from watching 9 cutbacks for 12 yards just to gain a couple.
Yeah.
Like, it was tiresome to watch. I think they're going to be better run blocking at the very least, and hopefully they're better pass blocking, because I think they're certainly a run-first offense, despite what we all wish they were because of the talent they had, how bad they were last year.
You kind of hit it towards this with Damian Pierce. The numbers aren't adding up for somebody.
Sure.
I mean, we know Joe and Nick's going to be there. Hard to see Woody Marks not making this team after you trade up in the fourth round. The numbers aren't adding up, I would imagine, for either Dare or Damian Pierce. And I would probably give the edge to Dare Agunbowale with everything he does on special teams. The numbers aren't adding up for somebody.
Yeah, like, Damian's all but gone. Sans an injury. Damn. And but, like, good for him. Like, he's put good things on tape. If I were him, it's hard to leave a place that's the only place you've ever known. I get that. That's scary. But at the same time, he'll get burned somewhere else. He'll get some carries elsewhere. He's put enough out there. He's aggressive enough. It could light another fire under his tail. Like, I think it would be the best thing for him if he were no longer here, because he ain't going to get the touches here. Yeah. And so, therefore, the contract won't follow that he probably won't.
We got to know, and I know we're not when Will's in the building. I want to give Will his time and flowers, if you will. But in that it, it 3 o'clock hour today show, we got to talk about this, Damian Pierce.
Okay.
I heard some stuff this morning with the boys, and Will just brought that memory back to me. We got to
right, we'll talk about it. That's a long play tease. Right?
What do they call that? A vertical tease, horizontal tease, whatever it is. Stay in that 3 o'clock hour. I got something for you.
Texans insider reporter, Astros is really everything. Will Conkle will continue with us. We'll get his thoughts on the CJ throwing situation. That story finally, I think, comes to an end. And little Astros and this surge they're going through, a lot to get to. And Lance McCullers goes tonight. What is Lance McCullers? What do they have in him right now with the way he's pitched lately? We'll continue right here live.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like, anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
On the Drive.
I'm always good raw dog in the drive.
Happy 6-10 day, H-Town. Celebrating another year as Houston's sports leader. Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back to The Drive. We're joined by our guy Will Conk, who covers the Texans, covers the Astros. Big Conk in the building.
You know it's UNK, right? It's not conch shell.
I was just going to say, it makes me think of a giant conch shell.
Yeah, big conch. Yeah, I got SpongeBob. That's the way I have to make it.
Hey, man,
it
he's
work.
Been in Aruba, man. He's been in
Aruba.
That's
the way I have to. No, I did it before. That's how I've done it.
You've been in Aruba. Yeah. That's the tan I see.
Yeah, well, yep.
Had told
it,
you.
Had it prior to it as well. But prior to it. But we were talking about mandatory minicamp day one. And the biggest story, regardless of what some of our listeners would say, is C.J. Stroud. That's me thinking through this.
It's good radio.
Yeah, C.J. Stroud finally throwing. We went through multiple weeks of OTAs. He hadn't thrown. Listen, I was with the team when they said it was not anything that they were concerned about. D'Amico said it. Nick Cayley said it. I was with that. If he had not thrown this week, to me, we would have been rolling up on a month here of him not throwing the football. And that, to me, is a different ball game. Something happened, right? And so he came out, threw the ball, looked normal today. And it seems like that's put to bed. Your thoughts?
Yeah, it is put to bed. Like, we're good. All things are go. We're ready for training camp. But I was at a 2 out of 10. Like, there was something to be concerned about. Every quarterback that's healthy during this time, especially with a new OC, is throwing. He's out there with his team taking first team reps. To not be doing that isn't doing your job. It's not getting ready. Like, you want him out there. That's the goal. Every single time you want QB1 with the number one offense. So for everyone that was like, I'm not worried. You're just playing the long game of saying that nothing's going to be wrong in the end. Like, fine. But in the moment, you need to be worried because you weren't doing what you should have been doing. So I was a 2 out of 10. I'm now at a 0, and he's throwing, and we're all good. Now there goes 40 days worth of content we could have had.
I'm glad.
The big part about it was, too, we talked about a little bit in the first segment, Will, he was clearly full go today.
Yeah.
You know, there was no restrictions. I mean, Will Anderson got his paw on him at one point, and everybody kind of gasped on the sideline. I mean, it's just, look, he's good right now. But, I can only speak from my experience, right? And I never played at this level. I never started for a team that won 10 games and the expectations were to go win a Super Bowl. But I played a lot of football. And if there were ever a time when I didn't throw a football for 10 days, I'm telling you, it was a big-ass deal.
Mm-hmm.
There was something that put some fear in somebody of, hey, man, that pec ain't right. Hey, that shoulder's not right. If it was an AC, you know, slight AC separation in the shoulder, I had that. And it wasn't until a year later that I realized, hey, man, I didn't rehab that thing right. I lost a bunch of arm strength. I had to go back in and rehab it. I mean, I know it's CJ, and obviously people are watching him a lot closer than they were watching my ass, and I understand that. But it is a it is a big deal when a guy's not throwing for 10 days. It takes a lot for, especially a guy that's wired the way CJ is, especially a guy that's got a new offensive coordinator, especially a guy that's got two new wide receivers that they got to make work. Three, if you count Christian Kirk.
It's all bad in that moment. Yeah. And for everybody that says, well, D'Amico said it's no big deal, and everyone's not worried. You want to play that game of how many times we've heard so-and-so's on schedule to come back, so-and-so, no big deal? Like, it's not their job to tell us that somebody's hurt. That's fine. Yeah. But you don't have to take them at their word all the time and always. I don't think they're lying to us, but I also don't think they have to tell us everything.
Sure.
Like, they're not trying to mislead us necessarily. Like, D'Amico said to me when I asked him last week, did he get any work done on his shoulder? He said, well, you know, we're moving on, we're done with D'Amico.
Oh, we heard.
And we were like, damn, like, now what?
Yeah, we heard.
CJ put that to rest today, didn't get any work done. So you just try to parse through it, know as much information as you can find out. Mm-hmm. But to think that him not throwing is nothing is stupid.
Yeah, no, it was definitely something. But now it's dead. Now it's over.
It is.
It's over.
Now what?
Now we can go on about, hey, man, him and Kaylee, rocket ships. Stay tuned for that later on as CJ really loves to use the term rocket ships. We'll let you hear that a little bit later. All right, the Astros are rolling right now. Got a three-game lead with the loss Seattle had in extras to Arizona last night. Three-game lead. There's no Yordan. Christian Walker is still kind of struggling and not swinging the bat at the rate of what they thought they were going to be getting. You got injuries all over the pitching staff. Are you shocked that this Astros team is at this point?
I'm shocked their record is what it is. I'm not shocked that they're in first place because those are two different things, right?
Okay.
Like the Texans only got to win their division. The Astros only got to win their division. Just winning your division doesn't make you, just because you're in the playoffs, a good team, even though you're a, quote, playoff team. I am shocked at their record because the pitching just never stops. No matter who's in there, no matter what. Like, Lance has missed 3 years. Everyone's hated him for 3 years because he hasn't produced. Now here he is, a saving grace as an arm, throwing the way he's throwing. And we'll see tonight how he does. But he's had some favorable matchups. I understand that, and that's reasonable, and that's fair. But what they've done and how good Hunter Brown is, that dude is unbelievable.
How good do you think? The interesting thing to me, Will, is that there's, I'm sure there's years where guys like yourself or Tyler or Pendergast or B. Scott can go, nope, this year was better. But like, I just remember since I've been here covering the Astros, it's been, man, there's just a surplus of arms. I mean, we can get through 162 games, no problem. And that then they started, you run out of arms, and then every guy they bring up's got the ability to come start the Hunter Browns and Spencer Arrighetis and Ronel Blancos, and it just never stops, to your point. But this, to me, this is the first time that I can remember in a long time for the Astros where you look up and you go, I don't know if we have enough. I don't know how Gusto and Gordo, I don't know how long they're going to last in terms of giving us games that a chance to win.
Big suit.
There you go. But I do know that I feel like Lance McCullers is back to a degree where he can be a third starter in his rotation. And Hunter Brown's rolling. Framber Valdez is rolling. Where I'm going with all that, it seems like the top three guys with the Astros right now are big time if you can get there. And it looks like they're going to get there because the way they're playing right now. But if you can get there, those three starters in the playoffs are going to be nailed.
If they can get there.
Yeah, and like
all three of them can make it there. Yes, too.
That's my concern is if they get there.
Yeah.
If they're in the playoffs, like, watch out. Nobody wants to see the Astros.
Yes, that's
what they've been there. They've done that. They've got those dudes. And you have arguably the two best pitchers at the top of your rotation in the playoffs. And you only need two guys to really power your way through the playoffs. If you get a third, awesome. That's great. But, I mean, we've seen endless amounts of teams that weren't great.
The Tigers had one starter last year and almost got to the ALCS.
Forget about it. Like, I'm worried about them getting through 162. How long is Lance going to be able to do this? And I'm not there yet that he's a three guy. Like, I'm not there quite yet. I need to see a little bit more from him. Sure. Obviously, the outings are going in the right direction, and we're seeing that. Like, let's just pump the brakes on that.
Ryan Gusto and Colton.
Gordon
and the rest of them. He is a three.
Or Ginger Nation.
Damn it, he is a three.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Gordo's look good. Gordon's look good. But I'm worried about 162 with the lack of arms because of no Ronel.
Tell me this, big picture. What are you worried about more, the pitching and what you talked about plus the lack of depth, or – the fact that the Astros are doing what they're doing, getting carried by guys like Jake Meyers. Do we really know if that's Jake Meyers? Pena is Pena. I mean, I know he's good, but damn, is he this good? You look down and you got a lot of Cam Smith is swinging it well. You got, who am I forgetting? Paredes, obviously, swinging it well. New face at third base. Like, you got a lot of guys not named Jordan, really, that are carrying us offensively, not named Walker as well. Which one are you more worried about, those two superstars coming back and swinging the bat better, or that depth at pitching being a problem?
I'm more worried about the pitching just because, like, you 4 and 5 are a question mark already. 3 could be a question mark, and going the rest of the season to fill in those gaps is a lot to ask for. You can piecemeal your offense together night in and night out. It's a little tougher as you kind of extrapolate it for 162, obviously, but you're getting, Jake's been doing this for a minute now this season.
Yeah.
And we asked Joe, like, when do we see Jake be, like, is this Jake now?
Yeah.
And it looks like Jake's doing what Jake does well, really well. Something to keep an eye on, I'm interested, is Chaz McCormick. Like, do you keep him here or do you trade him?
Just let him go.
But why? He's so valuable if there's one injury.
Just let him go.
And as a spell guy, we just did the Damian Pierce and the Nick Chubb deal. Like, if anybody gets hurt, who's your next outfielder?
I mean, you got Jacob Melton.
Oh, the list is long and distinguished.
What's his name?
Dubon
can play everywhere.
Dubon can play everywhere.
Yeah. Just let him go.
I'm Chaz, over. I demand a trade, though, because you're not getting your ABs, and I think he can produce somewhere.
He's not getting any more banana pudding from Dusty, and he's not getting any playing time, man. He's got a tough watch, man. Hard for me to watch white boy Chaz walk out the door and not reclaim his name.
It's just Chaz.
It is right now. That's for damn sure.
You're coming at me about white boy Chaz. Crazy to think he was a 70 steak guy 2 years ago.
Come on,
it is.
Isn't that wild?
And couldn't get to love.
You ever?
He's got a reason to be really frustrated, right?
For sure. Like, you're not getting any ops.
Will was almost disgusted with my question.
Oh, he's having a lot of sex. All right.
There you go.
I really do. Really drive. You got to get that frustration out somewhere, man. Will, we appreciate you joining us. Hopefully, we do this again.
I'm all yours, big guy.
There you go. Well, he said big guy. I like that. It's all right. You ever, is there anybody ever too big that you look at the pool or the beach and you say, that guy needs to put on a shirt?
Ever? Have you ever been to the pool or beach? Always, bro. Like the tank top guy? Yeah, man. Always.
Tank top
bro,
guy.
There's a lot of, like, that whole body positivity movement, it really caught on with some people in a real strong way.
Will's looking over there, man. Look at this freaking guy.
That shirt ain't for you.
Will, I have my shirt off all day in Aruba.
All right,
all day.
But see, I'd rather that than you be in the ocean with a shirt on.
I don't respect those guys.
Like, bro, just take the shirt off.
Just take it off, man.
We get it.
I was all shirtless, baby.
You just went shirtless in Aruba?
Oh, man, I don't care, man. What you talking about?
If you're in Aruba,
another
you
reason why you only gained 6.
I got a wife and 3 kids, man. Who am I impressing?
Nah, man. Hey.
I'm taking, baby. You can't have all this juice.
I'd rather you be shirtless than a shirt too small.
Coming up.
Shirt
size denial is real in this world. Glenn had a thought on Damian Pierce rule revisit coming up here as the drive continues right here on 610 Day on Sports Radio 610.